You have to want it.
If you want it bad enough, you find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you find an excuse.
You have to want to be better.
Eventually, you'll catch up. Just go down there. Go down there.
You have no f***ing idea how great you really are. Because you are using such minimal of what you have.
You guys don't start believing in yourselves. Your life will be nothing for anyone to ever follow or want. You have to believe what you're doing is making a difference.
You will realize that the desire to rest was just weakness. It was just the desire to take the path of least resistance, the downhill path, the easy path.
No matter how big your dreams, you're gonna die. Everyone will move on. Do what you want. It sucks to not be liked, but it sucks more to not be yourself.
All about sacrifice.
The ambition comes from seeing what's out there that can be obtained. You know, when you see what's out there.
Once my mind said, you know what, let's not do this today.
I did get up when I said I was going to. I made the amount of phone calls. I treated people in such a way I promised myself. It's not just doing those things, rewarding it. It's being aware of it and stacking that up.
You don't get discipline from an external source.
You can barely decide to take any action at all and peel your eyes away from your phone for just a moment. It's so much easier to beat everyone else because...
The hard part is getting up that hill, especially if you got a dad you're hiding from, especially if you feel like you're a loser, you never really had anything in your life that you could look back on and say, hey, I was really good at that.
You have to eat the dream. You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to feel it when it's not tangible. You have to believe it when you cannot see it. You gotta be possessed with the dream. And every single day, you gotta wake up and put forth that. You gotta see yourself doing it. You gotta feel yourself doing it. You gotta actually walk in it. You gotta go in the future, live it out, come back in the present, and start working toward it. Once the mind is stretched, it's gonna be hard to stretch it. But once it's stretched, it can never go back to its original dimension. Stretch it for me. Stretch it for me. Every day, stretch it for me. Every day, stretch it for me. Expand it. Trust yourself. Believe in yourself enough to stretch it.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. But you can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing. What are you passionate about? What do you want? So what do you really want to do?
What do you do? How do you get out of that? We all have shortcomings. We're all going to make mistakes. We're all going to experience some disappointments and some failures. Why? That's a part of it. It goes with the territory of being a human being. So what your mama told you can't do it. So what your daddy told you can't do it. So what your teacher told you don't have what it takes. You don't walk in their reality. You don't live in their reality. Learn to live in your own reality. You walk with a certain confidence when you know you expect to get all A's. You expect to be rich. You expect to be healthy. I don't care what the doctor says. You expect it. And when you expect it, that's what happens.
It's my journey. Nobody decides how I live. Nobody decides my life. I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. It's my journey. This is your journey. You're not a victim. It can end the way you want it to end, but you gotta grind like you want it. You can grind your way through it, or you can grind your way through it.
You have got to change the way you think. It is the whole determining factor of where you go in life. We are all where we are today because we thought ourselves to this position. If you don't like the position, think yourself out of it. Change your attitude, you change your altitude. No matter what your hardships, no matter where you came from, no matter what your parents did, no matter what your fucking teachers told you, you can learn to expect winning.
Ain't nobody gonna make me give up. Ain't nobody gonna make me negative. Dadgummit, I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna be happy, and I'm gonna be positive.
Because I just saw my guy in his space, and I saw how happy he is with the success that he has. I don't want to be you or beat you. I want to take this energy and apply it to myself.
You know, and there's a lot of people out there listening to this. There's so many people that are in that starting point. Like the people that come up to you and say, what do I don't know what to do. What should I do? How do I do it?
Yeah.
How do I get going? But you're gonna have to figure it out, one foot in front of the other.
And then the bark is born. And no matter what happens, I'm never gonna be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, you're a wild man. And life has never been so sweet.
You have to take great pleasure in the fact that no one wants to be where the f*** you're at right now. Great pleasure, man.
That's my life.
I want you to climb the mountain. I don't care what the mountain is. Academic probation, climb it. You done broke up with somebody, climb it. You're gonna be okay. You were diagnosed with something, climb it. You broke, broker than you ever been, climb it. You're not where you wanna be, climb it. Whatever your goal is, you keep going till you get there. This will not be the death of us. This test will be our testimony, and this mess will be our message.
Every day you wake up, you gotta start with that vision. Like it's clear to you. Like you know exactly what you want. You know exactly what it tastes like. You know what it looks like. You know what it smells like. Like you literally have it in the palm of your hand without having it.
What do you do when you have no external motivation? It's about the internal. What do you say to yourself? How are you gonna fire yourself up? What's that flame inside of you that keeps you going?
There are times you're going to want to give up. There are times you feel deserted. People are lying to you and you're going to run out of resources. That's a part of it. But that's how you grow. So whatever you're experiencing right now, it has not come to stay. It has come to pass.
Look for the lesson in it all.
The person that's in the car wiping tears off their face and it's still accomplishing the mission. Because I'm telling you right now, you might not feel it now. You might not see it now.
The quality of that life runs parallel to commitment. They go hand in hand, guys. It doesn't matter how much money you have or how much success you have. Well, the overall quality of life is that journey, the struggle of it. And that's that journey and that struggle is successful only when the commitment rises equally to the effort. And nothing given to you is ever valued. It's what's earned its value that you can build from.
Move your body.
You have to live your life with the expectation that great things are coming your way, that your thoughts can create things.
You got to be able to see it when it cannot be seen. You got to see it in your mind's eye. You have to see it happening. You have to see yourself writing the book before the book is finished.
You have to defeat the enemy. It's not the people online who don't like you. It's not the people that are judging you. It's not your past. It's not your circumstances. The enemy is an internal voice in you that's telling you that you're not good enough. The enemy is that fear. Even when your back's against the wall, you still say it's all. Even when you don't even have it figured out, you take what you know and you move forward with your life.
Stop running from it. Run to it. You don't quit. You don't give up. Stop running. Stop running and face it. Because your success is on the other side of the problem. Stop running from your pain and embrace your pain. Your pain is going to be a part of your prize. I challenge you to push yourself. Go get it. Don't run from it no more. Go get it. You gotta take that thing out. You gotta take the breath out. You gotta go get it.
Stop running from the potential of what you can be, guys. It's inside of you. It's always been there.
You set the tone for your life.
Life happens to everybody, but winners approach it like victors and losers like victims. You're not a victim? Stop talking about, I can't, I quit. I don't think I can make it happen. It's impossible. Stop talking like that. Stop cursing and start believing. Into it. You sitting there hoping things gonna get better. You gotta work. This don't happen on its own. It's break by break by break. Where do I start? I don't know. Take a spot and go get it. You can start the process right now of turning it all around by getting up and getting to work.
What makes you know it has to bring a passion out of you. It has to bring something very, very weird out of you, man. Like, you know, people don't really understand what that is when you're in the worst environment possible, the worst situation possible. And everybody's looking like, God, man, I hope this ends. And you see that. Time slows down and you see that. You're feeling that. Everybody has that look on their face like, God, this got to go. I don't want to be here anymore.
Shut up and do the thing. And that is 100% what you need right there. Sometimes when the motivation isn't high enough, your intention takes you here. You breathe in, breathe out, find that part of you that's Russian or Irish or Nigerian or whatever the fuck it is, that old shit. And go, fuck this, let's do this. Let's go. No logic, no reason, no like, oh, but this is true meaning. Just fuck do it.
Kind of recognition that tomorrow's not promised.
you know, and just getting shaken out of thinking that you're going to have, you know, tomorrow.
That general ambition gives you anxiety. Specific ambition gives you direction. There is nothing more anxiety-inducing than I want to be better, and I don't know what at, and I don't know how.
Because no matter how much you improve, no matter how much you change who you are, it's not permanent.
When the winds of life don't hit your sail, you grab the fucking oars of life, and you start pushing your body, your boat, your vessel into the harbor of a known point that you want to be. Those are who gets you there. You gotta get yourself there, guys.
When you leave the crowd, you start to dream and express your best of the world. You will be different, and people don't like it if you're different.
Every hero you guys had was called an idiot, crazy, a loser.
They will try to tear you down, and they will try to mock you.
They weren't there for the work. They didn't see him sweat. They didn't see him panic. They didn't see him have nervous breakdowns. They weren't there cheering him on when he got rejected again and again and again, but refused to quit. That's why Harrison Ford is a multimillionaire. That's why he's a Hollywood legend. So if you want to win, it's all about what you're willing to do, how long you're willing to go, how many punches you're willing to take in the face, and how many times you're willing to get back up. That shit can't break you. Only you can break you.
I need you to stop talking negative, and I need you to decide what area do you want to win. And I need you to wake up tomorrow ready to put work in. I need you to wake up tomorrow, and I need you to be determined that no matter what, this is my North Star. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to accomplish, and I need you to go get it.
And the reason why some of you can give me 120 on Monday, because everything looked good on Monday. Are you excited? I'm going to be a millionaire. I'll change the world. I'm going to do this for this person. I'm going to buy this for my mom and my children. I'm going to put them through school. And you got all these great dreams. And then you get up in the morning and life punch you in your face.
In the midst of escalating levels of anxiety provoked by today's increasing complexity and accelerating change, we're all going to hit opposition. We're all going to hit adversity. But I think we all know at the core, it's never about what happens to you. It's about how you respond to it. You can control that.
You'll just wake up and say, oh my God, man, you're David Goggins. You break records. You do this, you do that. People want to know, how are you able to just be so hard that I never turn the thing off? Because once it turns off, I go right back to the David Goggins that is. And that's the guy that I'm constantly fighting every day.
When you have that point of view, then literally the world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
The world becomes your library to help you improve your craft, better your craft.
Yes, indeed.
I talk a lot about, so 80-20, right? I spend 80% of my time thinking about the things that are amazing in my life that I'm grateful for, the beautiful things that I want to build and create. But I also spend 20% of my time kicking myself in the ass.
Yes.
Because otherwise you get really stagnant.
The mistakes happen on the easy side of life. You take the easy road, the easy path. There's a lot of mistakes over there. The hard journey, you don't make too many mistakes over here because it's too hard. You don't want to repeat it. So it's challenging.
It's just another one of those, like,
we're going to die, right? Eventually we're going to die, but our legacy can live on. The impact can be non-perishable forever, but it's got to be built right. And we got to take advantage of the time we have right now.
It's so easy.
Right, so easy.
It's so easy to talk about hate.
Yeah, yeah.
And so many people don't realize that in a group.
George Orwell's got this great quote of, like, seeing what's in front of one's nose takes a constant effort. Like, it's often much easier to see what's here than what's here. And I love that metaphor. Just,
you have to find a dream that's so big that it overwhelms all of your fears and causes you to never give up.
The lives of your family are more important than the injury of your hamstring.
Mentally, you must be there before you physically even start. It's a mindset. That dream and success, I'm gonna create. All I have to do is sweat for it, work for it, study for it, drive for it, believe in it. Never take no for an answer, and never fucking give up.
Why you being average? You not average. Why you being good when you not good? You great. You phenomenal. When you gonna step up to the plate?
You gotta build a level of excellence about yourself.
I need effort from you. I need you to match whatever effort the enemy is putting up. Whoever your enemy is, match the doggone effort. When you get out there, I need you kill or be killed when you get out there. We ain't playing no more. We ain't taking no prisoners no more. When you get out there, whatever you can get, go get it. Because they gonna get it before you get it. And they ain't gonna give it to you. So you go out there and get what's yours. Ain't nobody about to give you your personal freedom. If you're going to get your personal freedom, they ain't giving it away. You gotta go get it. You gotta go earn it.
They come over and over and over again. The purpose of these days is so that you can prove to yourself, not the rest of the world, that you are the kind of person that possesses the mental fortitude, the grit, the toughness, the perseverance, the discipline to get things done regardless of what the situation is. And if you become this kind of person who can get things done regardless of what's going on, regardless of what's going on in the economy, regardless of what's going on in your personal life, regardless of how you feel, regardless of the weather, how the f*** can you be stopped by anything? You cannot.
What you fighting for? What's your legacy? What you gonna do? You say you a champ, but do you practice like a champ? You say you a champ, do you fight like a champ? You say you a champ, do you have the mentality of a champ? Mentally? That when I get tired, that's when I get that dog. That's when I'm ready to go.
You gotta start thinking I'm the greediest motherfucker in the world.
Not only do I climb that doggone mountain, I enjoy climbing the mountain. I get a kick out the mountain. I get a kick out the weights. I get a kick out of fatigue. I get a kick out of the grind. I get a kick out of it. It's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money, when all your energy gone, when you have nothing left, that's when it's showtime. That you're always looking for a way to get over. Always looking for a way that you can break through. Always looking for a way that you can win. Always looking for a way that you can strike a telling blow.
If you guys mentally believe you can do it, your body will find a way to make it happen for you.
Because sometimes you'll get hurt and you gotta be able to bounce back. You gotta be resilient. You might pass the test on the fourth try. Not the first, not the second, not the third. And you gotta have the ability to get back up and act like you ain't never failed in the first place. You're not average. The thing that any leader or successful person must have is resiliency. The ability to bounce back in the face of every challenge, every opposition, every failure, every setback. And the key is never, ever, ever give up.
And so when the game is more important than the injury itself, you don't feel that damn injury. Mm. Not at that time. Yeah.
And you will not succeed in business or any endeavor in life until that fight you just went through is applied to the same endeavor.
People judge a man like myself on what it really takes to extract greatness from nothing. It takes every bit of who you are if you choose that route. If you don't, Merry Christmas.
You should just be yourself, not because it will make you more likable, it won't, but because it's only by being yourself that you'll find people who like you for who you really are rather than someone you're pretending to be.
But guess what? Get off the pity party.
Everything that someone said was impossible has happened.
Yeah. It certainly, well, listen, in 2020, with all the ways of recovering, all the things we know,
our limitations create impossible.
There's two motivators, right? There's the gaining of pleasure, right? Wanting to go get something, chasing the dream. But then there's the avoidance of pain.
I've always had that, where I'm going.
When you find the way out of no way, when you find breath that you don't have, when you find energy that did not exist, that's when you find a way. Whoever your enemy is, match the doggone effort. This is what you do. You are built for this.
That stands the test of time, and no matter what happens in front of you, you are character true. I know who you are because you're the same person in adversity, in victory, in defeat. You're the same motherfucker.
Beast mode is I will not stop when others stop. I will not quit when it gets hard. I will not complain. I will not worry. I will find a way when there is no way. I will make a door when there is no door. I will create finance when there is no finance. I will find an opportunity when it doesn't exist. But I will not be defeated.
And the difference between winners and losers is how we adjust to these hard times. Winners, they understand that the path they've chosen is going to have resistance. They look at it as, well, yeah, I'm getting contested today, motherfucker. And you know what? I'm going to pass that test. And whenever they have the hard thing that happens and then they overcome it, they gain more confidence because they overcame something that the previous version of themselves or the rest of everybody else would have just quit when it happened to them.
Life wasn't a crystal stair for me. Didn't nobody give me a network? I earned a network. Everybody say, E, how did you crack the code? I grinded my way through the code. That's how I cracked it. I got up every day at 3. Monday I grind. Tuesday I grind. I don't care what the economy is doing. I don't care who the president is. I don't care who the governor is. I don't care who the mayor is. I ain't never quit. I ain't never give up. I ain't never give in. I just keep grinding. There's certain things when you're privileged that mama can buy you, but you can't buy grit, and you can't buy grind, and you can't buy resilience, and you can't buy heart, and you can't buy that dog. Everybody want to be a beast. It's time to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Everybody want to be number one. It's time to do what number one do. I'm about that life. I get up every morning at 3 o'clock. When I want to get up, when I don't. When I feel like it and I don't feel like. Why? Because I'm process driven. I'm not feelings driven. Champions are not feeling driven. Champions don't get up when they want to. There is a championship coordinate, and you can't change that. If you're not willing to do it every single day, you're not going to beat the man that's doing it every single day. Or some of you like, that's too much. Ah, well, you're not going to be a champion. You're going up against other champions? You think you're going to get 50%? You think you're going to get 70%? And you won't with these people who've given sweat, who've given blood, who've given tears. You won't what they paid for, and it ain't free. I'm not the best. They better than me, but they have not outworked me. You might be taller than me. You might be bigger than me. You might be stronger than me, but I'm coming, and I'd rather die trying. I'd rather give everything I got. I'd rather give a year. I'd rather put in work. You got to be intentional and deliberate. You got to decide that you're going to do something, and you got to do it every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday. Consistency is having a goal, and when you wake up that day and you don't feel like it, you still do what you told yourself you was going to do. It is the days you don't feel like doing it, but you look at your wife, you look at your kid, and you realize, I got to get up and make it happen, even though I don't want to get up and make it happen. Set the standard, then raise the standard, then uphold the standard every single day.
And he told me discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Ah. Doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it. That is a great quote.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do that, you could be successful in anything.
You normally are. Yeah.
There's no perfect way to live your 20s. You either live them up and become an underskilled 30-year-old, or you work them up and become an underlived 30-year-old. You just have to figure out which you'd rather be, accept the trade-offs, and know that there are no do-overs.
You know, becoming a champion of life is waking up with that gratitude in your heart, knowing you got a chance because you took a breath. Everything else is pretty much second nature, or comes second to just taking a breath and realizing that not everybody gets to wake up every single day and take that breath again.
Find your goal.
Life ain't about medals, ain't about certificates, ain't about houses, money, cars, fame, all that bull. It's about scars. The scars show your willingness to get to the other side. They show your failures. They show your willingness to start from scratch. They show what you're willing to do to go the distance.
I don't care where you come from. I want you to be the best at what you do. You don't need this, or that. All you need to be successful in this world is that dog. You got to wake up every day and compete. You got to go after it. Everybody said you don't read well enough. You're not a critical thinker. I'm not, but I'm a beast. You ain't got to be smart when you a beast. You ain't got to be the most talented when you a beast. You ain't got to be the most talented when you got that dog. You're going to have to play hurt. You're going to have to play when stuff is going on. It's the work that separates the boys from the men. Are you ready to do the work? Are you ready to put in the work? Stop whining, stop crying, stop asking.
Ain't no elevator to the top. You got to take the stands. The elevator don't go to the top, man. Stop trying to do everything the short way. Stop trying to figure out the easy way, because the ain't gonna happen. You got to get messed up sometime. You got to get your feelings hurt. You got to get disappointed. You got to get told no. You gonna ask somebody for some money. He gonna tell you no. That's life. And so every time something get hard, you quit, you call mama. I dare you to take a little pain. Somebody said, I don't go home, I feel bad. Go through it. At the end of pain is success. You're not gonna die because you're feeling a little pain. I don't care what I've been through personally. I don't care if our family members die. I can't let that bother me. I can't let that hurt me. But I still gotta perform. So you gotta execute. You don't know what's ahead of you. And that 70% you giving right now, a trial or a tribulation might come. A storm might be coming. And it's going to break you if you at 60. As you're going through, you're going through. And you're ready to quit. You're ready to give up. You're ready to give in. It doesn't look like you think. You didn't get the grades you thought you were going to get. So maybe I'm not meant to be a lawyer. Oh, you put too much in it to quit now? Oh, mental toughness. It is in those times we have to be stronger than we've ever been before. We can, we will, and we must get through this. Lay hold of it. And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not destroy us. You will not defeat us. This will make us stronger. I'll go quicker. I'll go harder. I'll go longer. I'll go faster.
See, many start, ladies and gentlemen, but few finish because they say, well, it was hard, and they stop. They take that as a stop sign as opposed to a growth sign.
The next step, find your schedule of when you're working out. The times when the body is most exerted. That's your meals right there. There's no breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Everything's going to be okay. Everything you're worried about is going to be okay. That too, whatever it is, that also is going to be fine.
I think the best way to prove your value is to work, is to learn, is to absorb, to be a sponge. Right? But you always want to outwork your potential. You know, as hard as you believe you can work harder than that.
Yeah, I think, you know, these simple truths that because they are so simple, but painful, we find ways to avoid them and deny them and pretend that they're not there.
You play poker, you can run bad forever, but it will eventually turn around once you grasp the understanding of the game. Eventually, it's going to turn around. Blackjack, you're never going to beat the casino, but eventually you're going to have a good run. If you catch a run, you'll do good. Get the f*** out of there.
Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. Shut that down. Do not listen to that little voice. Instead, go through the motions.
Just listen, you're going to get out of your life what you'll accept. That's really difficult for people, I think, to understand is, look, what you think you're worth and what you're going to tolerate is absolutely what you're going to bring into your life and what the outward part of your life is going to look like. And so I live by that. Like, I let myself sort of feel the pain and the difficulty.
Got to look at the reality of the situation. You know, like for me, it's not, you know, you kind of got to get over yourself. Like, it's not about you, man. Like, okay, you feel embarrassed. You're not that important. Like, get over yourself.
Yep, that's where you go.
Get over yourself, right? Like, you're worried about how people may perceive you and, like, you're walking around and it's embarrassing because you shot 5 air balls. Get over yourself.
Life may get better, it may not, but somewhere along the lines, it's going to click. And everything that I went through back here was supposed to happen so that now that I'm here, I'm able to go ahead with such a high level of knowledge and I can make other people better. I can make myself better. I can do more for my family.
So many of you guys are so caught up in the wrong shit. If you want to impact the world, have your visions and your ideas. Be obedient to God's visions and ideas when they're sent. Move on them. Don't allow what you're working with in your actual bank account to stop you from dreaming and hoping and wishing big.
What I do tell people is to get after it. That's what I tell people, to get after it. I tell people to do the things that they know they're supposed to do, right? There's things that you know you're supposed to do as a human being, things that you know are going to improve your life. Do those things. There's things that you know are going to make you a worse person and make your life worse. Don't do those things.
Life is hard. You got to find yourself in the grind, the grit, and you got to find yourself doing the shit that no one else wants you to do. And whenever it sucks, you got to just keep working.
Your way into stress. You can think your way into misery, frustration. But if you change your mind, it'll change your life.
But as stuff gets progressively harder, when you have to go 1, 2, 3 years without a paycheck, everybody else quits during that time. So by default, 10, 12, 13 years in, I'm standing higher than everybody just because I didn't quit. It's learning how to endure, learning how to reframe frustration and seeing it as a driver for your success. Every single path is going to be hard. Struggle, pain, misery, frustration, those are signs that you are on the right path and making progress. Nobody that is where you want to be has gotten there without these struggles, without the bleeding, without the pain, without the depression, without the misery.
You really can solve a lot of male problems by getting in shape and making money. You still have problems. They're just smaller and you have more resources to handle them. The world is there for the taking for anyone who can learn from their mistakes, do what they say they were going to do, and stick with it. Even if it's not sexy, what used to make a man acceptable now makes you extraordinary. The bar for winning has never been so low.
Yes, in general, it's all about sacrifice. From my experience of any little success I may have had, just be willing to sacrifice, you know. Unfortunately, sometimes you can't have fun accomplishing your goals. And when sometimes people don't have the determination, the will, and the steadfastness, the tenacity, they give in under the slightest struggle.
I'm unbelievable inside the pitch. This is why the people have so much interest on me.
Are you the best footballer in the world right now?
I think so, yes. In my mind, I'm always the best. I don't care what the people are thinking, what they say. In my mind, not just this year, but always, I'm always the best. I'm always going to say that because I think we have... to thinking we are the best in our area. So in my area, I think I'm the best.
Now you're gonna think about quitting no matter what you do. And I've thought about it many times, but I always just kept thinking about that house. And I've always dreamed of buying my mother and father a real house. And you know, and before they died, I was able to do all of that.
Dopamine is not about the pursuit of happiness. It is about the happiness of pursuit. So much of life and enjoyment is about the anticipation of things coming. In fact, the anticipation is often actually more enjoyable than the experience. It puts a new perspective on it's not the journey, it's the destination, because there actually is no destination. Each arrival at a destination simply marks the beginning of another journey toward the next destination.
I could take more pain than anybody else, but that's what it is, you know?
That drive and that perseverance and dedication to success is just like, you just can't have that.
You can't quit. Every time a pie comes, you gotta just lick it or wipe it off your face and keep going. It's nothing to do. You don't have to be smarter than the next guy. You gotta work harder than the next guy.
So basically, a lot of us aren't prepared for life. We get up willy-nilly and just hope life is gonna happen. It is gonna happen. What's going to happen with the prepared mind or unprepared mind? Most people attack life with the unprepared mind. What I do is I try to account for all things that could happen, might happen, probably will happen, and then the unknown.
If it feels kind of dark all around you right now, I want to remind you, it is always the darkest before dawn.
I need mental toughness. And I'm telling you, when you come up against that thing, you gotta outdo that thing. And you can't do it when you get there. You gotta already make up your mind before you get to cancer. You gotta already make up your mind before you get to that exam and pass that exam. You gotta make up in your mind when you're talking to your husband, when you're talking to your wife, when you're talking to that singer. You gotta look at it before you even get to it. I don't care how hard it is. I don't care how difficult it is. Never give up and never give in, because some skill not gonna get you to certain things. But phenomenal will allow you to get through everything. As long as you got breath in your nostrils, don't you ever give in, because I never told you it would be easy. But with mental toughness, you can get it done.
And dawn is coming.
People are gonna think you're crazy. And sometimes you're gonna think you're crazy. You're gonna question yourself. It's hard to pick yourself up when you experience setbacks and people don't see the vision.
And no one else believes in you. And I had people laughing at me. Les, you're talking about being a motivational speaker? And you are going to become independently wealthy.
Right.
They laugh. They're going to laugh at you. People are going to laugh at you.
You can't win it if you can't see it. The vision. You got to see yourself winning in practice. You got to see yourself winning the game.
You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas. Unquestionably. You do what it is you're supposed to. You're supposed to build something. You're supposed to create something. I don't know how to do it. Learn. Do whatever is required. Just go out there. It's possible you can get what you want. It's necessary. If you want it, you got to go into action. You got to be willing to experiment. You got to be willing to fail and to succeed. It's you. It's on you. You got to make that happen. Nobody's going to bring it to you on a silver platter and say, here's your dream manifested. No, it's hard. It's difficult. And it's worth it.
So basically, I can't account for everything, but I do know there could be some things that come up in life that you need to be ready for.
You get absolutely better returns at the top ends of achievement because oftentimes assets pool to the winners.
You have to have, there's something about you, whether it's your last name, whether it's just the smallest thing, you have to be proud of yourself. If you have no pride in yourself, I can't give it to you.
Because you're always going to compromise. You're always going to fold.
Always. I'm very proud of myself. That's why when people said, you know where you can do better than Ken Herbert.
That's what I'm going to do. When you focus on doing that, fellas, and you don't pay no mind to nothing else outside of your control, you don't pay attention to them paying attention to you, when you stop doing that, I promise you, that's when the focus and the attention is going to be paid on you, bro.
Fame does not change who you are. None of these things change who you are. It amplifies who you are.
I didn't feel good about myself if I wasn't doing everything I could to be the best version of myself. And so the reason why I can retire now and be completely comfortable about it, because I know that I've done everything I could to be the best basketball player I could be. And so that's where it comes from for me.
I know that, you know, we want the focus to be on us today, but if we put the focus on ourselves, like me, putting the focus on me, giving myself everything I need to be successful, giving myself everything I need to be competitive, giving myself everything I need to be the catch, to be the prize.
Whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there.
When you make up your mind, making up your mind is powerful. Some of us, we make up our mind and say, we're going to stay in this. I'm going to stay in this mess. I'm not going to go back to that, or I'm not going to quit, or whatever the situation may be. You got it done. You found a way. You created a way. You prayed a way. So when you make up your mind, it's over. You got to already make up your mind before you get to cancer. You got to make up in your mind before you get to that exam and pass that exam. You got to look at it before you even get to it.
So you got to be positive. You got to be excited. You got to be confident. You got to be tough. You can be positive or you can be negative. You can be happy or you can be sad. You can be a winner or you can be a loser. Well, folks, I made up my mind. As long as there's a breath left in me, ain't nobody or nothing gonna make me quit.
It's your dream. It don't belong to nobody else. You take ownership of it. It ain't nobody else's. Don't nobody owe you nothing. Ain't nobody supposed to give you nothing. It's yours by any means necessary. You take it. You conquer. You are a warrior. You conquer. You make it happen. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. Ain't nobody got to believe in you. Ain't nobody got to talk about you. When you're in the dark, working every single day, you reap what you sow. And at some point, you're going to be great.
Start working and developing yourself now and prepare yourself for what it is that you want, because you expect to get it.
I wake up every day and I expect it. I expect to win. I expect it to be a great day. If you can wake up feeling like a winner, if you can wake up talking like a winner, if you can wake up acting like a winner, if you can expect that everything you do will come out winning, I guarantee you, you can get it done. Then the championship, you gotta see yourself. Then the playoffs, you gotta see yourself. Wake up every single day. I was here before I was here. I was up this morning here. I've been here before. I was in this spot right here. I was talking from right here. I envisioned it. I saw it already. You gotta see it before it happened.
Expand your mind.
Expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone.
I need you to dream your way out of the hood. I need you to see yourself in Bermuda. I need you to see yourself in Dubai. You ain't trying to impress people. You don't care what people think deep down in your soul. You see yourself living your best life.
And I see people getting caught up on things that don't matter all the time. And what I've realized is it's something that I figured out a long time ago. I don't know when, but a long time ago, I figured out, you know what? That thing doesn't matter. I'm not going to worry about it. That thing doesn't matter. I'm not going to worry about it. That thing doesn't matter. I'm not going to worry about it. That thing matters. I'm going to focus on that thing. And that makes a big difference.
Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact, and that is everything around you that you call life.
The problem is, to achieve the highest levels, you have to give up proportional amounts of the things you hoped the achievements would get you. There comes a time when the hard work you have to do is learning that you can't work any harder any longer, and that you have to change what got you here to what will get you to where you want to go. You can work to get anything you want, but you have to sacrifice the other things you want to keep it. And that's sometimes harder than the work.
You can change it. You can influence it. You can build your own things that other people can use. And the minute that you understand that you can poke life and actually something will, you know, if you push in, something will pop out the other side, that you can change it, you can mold it. That's maybe the most important thing.
And ultimately you're shaping and molding yourself into this grounded individual that you're proud to look at in the mirror at the end of the day. I had to get to a place to where I was looking in the mirror and I was proud of what I was looking at, and I was okay with checking myself. I was okay with pointing out my flaws. I was okay with knowing what I do well and what I do wrong. And at the end of the day, there's no consequence to always improving. There's no consequence.
They know how hard it is to actually do. And I'm like a motivation of the doers. If everything I did failed, which it doesn't, it actually succeeds. But if everything I did failed, just the fact that I'm willing to fail.
I just need you to keep moving. I need you to make up in your mind that the only way you can lose is if you quit. I just need you to keep going. I might not have been stronger. I might not have been smarter. I might not have been brighter. But I made up in my mind I'm going to get through this. I am not phenomenally skilled, but I'm phenomenally willed. My IQ may never change, but my will changes every year. I get stronger and stronger and more determined. Why? Because it's in my DNA. Oh, I'm wired differently. I didn't start crying. I didn't say, why me? I'm doing good to the world. I'm not hurting anybody. Why me? I'm wired differently. We turn tragedy into triumph. That's what lions do. Lions don't cry. Lions don't give up. Lions don't quit. Lions hunt. That's what we do for a living. And if you are a true lion, it does not make a difference what the circumstances is.
We can make it. We gotta believe, we gotta be mentally strong. When we tired, that's when we gotta put our fundamentals together. That's when we gotta be more focused. I'm gonna get fundamentally strong. Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they tired, that's when the real champions come out. That's when our real dog come out. Hustle hard. Remember your why. When you see I'm tired, I'm gonna keep going. Keep going. I want y'all to give everything you got.
You make a commitment, it doesn't matter if the winds and the waves come. It doesn't matter if the storm comes.
Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
You got to really triple down on those, man. Because why? You want to become a full human being. We like to run away from weaknesses. Like, for instance, if you're good at running, all you want to do is run. If you're great at reading, you have several books. But we don't do those things that we're not good at. So for me, I realized, man, like, I keep on running away from these things I'm not good at. I have to dive into these things. I have to become one with these things. And that's what happened. And so I own them both.
Yeah.
And I talk very openly about them both.
is an inspiration. People are so scared to lose that they don't even try. Like, one thing that people can't say is they can't say, I'm not trying. And I'm not trying my hardest and I'm not trying to do it.
It's more important to own your weaknesses.
The decision to do something and stick with it. Because if you don't have that, you're just floating around.
Mm.
And just sit quietly and you just visualize.
Mm.
And I always say that I feel sorry for kids today that are spending hours and hours on that iPhone or an iPad or computer, and they don't give themselves that chance to just settle back and to just figure out what do they want to do or who do they want to be.
It means put your back into it. It means put your will into it. It means put your legs into it. It means keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing. It means don't stop until you reach your goal.
When you think of A-list actors, Harrison Ford has been at the top of that list for 40 fucking years. And I guarantee you some fucking idiot has said that every single success that Harrison Ford has had must be nice. Because people only see the highlights. They don't see the 20 years that this man put into this craft.
Just keep rowing. You can't stop until you get there. If the ship goes down, you keep rowing. If the sides come off, you keep going. If you lose one of your paddles, you keep going. Hope, hope. Don't ever lose your hope, because once you lose your hope, you lost everything.
They don't see the hard times.
One person with a belief overrides thousands of people with just intent.
The people that are hungry are willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have.
The spirit of resiliency, the spirit of grit, it's in your DNA. It's in your blood. Overcoming is in your blood. Getting through adversity is in your blood. I need effort from you. I need you to match whatever effort the enemy is putting up.
I don't care if you have to inch your way day by day, and it hurts, and it's hard, and nobody can see what you're really going through. If you don't quit, the pit will become your platform. I'm telling somebody right now, your lowest moment, the place where you were that broken, will be the place of your greatest testimony.
When you get to that point of frustration, of anger, that is tremendous fuel for you to go out and do the that you want to do. Your goal should be to become so fucking successful in whatever it is that you're trying to do that all the people who said that to you, those motherfuckers should look at the floor.
I am not phenomenally skilled, but phenomenally will. I will not give up. I will not surrender. I will not quit. And your problem is you're giving up too easy.
We've come too far. We've been through too much. We've seen too much. We've had too many victories. We have seen defeat. We looked defeat in the face. And we've overcome it. We've come too far to be negative now. We've come too far to start overthinking now.
Once we hit that wall, we don't quit. We don't give up. We push a switch called will. And we start using our willpower. Yes, we tired. Yes, we're hungry. Yes, the mind is saying give up. Yes, it's saying quit. But we cannot quit because we realize we have not reached the goal yet. This is not what I dreamed about. This is not what I said I was gonna do. This is not what it looks like.